Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday, and it reminds us that there's only one person that controls time. Just a hint out of the gates, it's not me. I don't know if you're thinking that. I don't. There have been times in my life where I've wanted to control time and move things forward because of the pressure and stress that I was experiencing. I've shared this story before, and it's worth sharing again. Maybe the most stressful situation in my life was taking piano lessons. My very first piano teacher was someone named Mrs. Schaefer. Mrs. Schaefer was someone who really enjoyed music theory and talking about the dynamics of music. I wish I would have paid attention more. It helped me now. And Mrs. Schaefer really got excited about scales and music dynamic and rhythms and all these sorts of things. And you guessed it, I just wanted to play piano. So after a couple of weeks of theory lessons, I got the idea in my mind. I know you love this story, Colleen. You've heard it before. I got the idea to move the clock forward in the piano studio. That's very devious. Mrs. Schaefer got a phone call, and as she left the studio, I quietly went over to the clock on the wall and moved it forward 10 minutes. And it worked! I controlled time. How awesome is that? But it didn't last. After a second occasion of moving the clock forward in that piano lesson, something very strange happened. The clock disappeared altogether. It was a reminder that you can't control time. You can't move it forward. And Mrs. Schaefer kept track of the lessons with her wristwatch from that time forevermore. Is there something in your life right now that is causing you stress that is, you might not say this, but you kind of want to just move the clock handle, the minutes forward, just to get by what's coming ahead? There's so much busyness in our lives in the week ahead. It worries me as a pastor spiritually on our people. There's so much right around the corner with Christmas presents and all the flurry of activity. Or is it the loss? The loss of things not being quite like they used to be, and you just want to get through the season ahead. Move the minutes hand a little faster. Christ the King Sunday tells us, and unfortunately, Mrs. Schaefer, that lesson taught me, I can't control time. I can't move it forward. You can't control time. There have been times in my life where I've actually wanted to do the opposite. I want to move the clock handle back a little bit because of an outcome or a decision that I've made in my life. Case in point, the one that I can think of that speaks clearly of wanting to go back in time and redo things was a car purchase that Alicia and I made. Before we came to Oregon, we purchased a Honda Fit. It was baby blue in color. And our car in Florida had kind of been on the fritz, and we kind of made an investigation, came to the conclusion that we wanted to get a Honda Fit. It was small, it was compact, it got good gas mileage, we could get around. That was the perfect car to get. And we settled on the Honda Fit. This was before we had kids. This is a compact car. And sure enough, about 3 or 4 months after buying that Honda Fit, we were pregnant. You notice I said we were pregnant? Alicia was pregnant with Kaya. And we realized at that moment that, oh my goodness, how helpful it would be to go back in time and get a redo on the car that we purchased. And then by the end of the month, we got that bill that comes in the mail. That statement said that we still had 56 payments left on that car. That bill was a reminder that you can't go back in time and do a redo. It just doesn't work. Is there something in your life right now that's causing pain, regret, or guilt that you would like to go back in time? Something said, a harsh word said to someone, something something that you'd like to redo in your past. Christ the King Sunday is kind of a reminder that we can't go back. We can't go back and control time. You can't, and I can't. The ancient Egyptians actually believed that no one could control time. I started my sermon by saying there is one person that controls time. The ancient Egyptians actually believed that no one controlled time. The Egyptians believed that life was a bunch of repeated cycles, and these repeated cycles could be looked upon by looking out on the climate and the fluctuations of the Nile River. If you looked out at the river, then you could make a decision. Nothing could change those cycles. And so when the Nile reached this high, that meant that seeds could be planted. When the Nile reached some other height, that meant that a pharaoh could be crowned king. When the Nile reached a certain level, that's when a military operation could happen and they could grab more kingdom and territory. The Egyptians thought their gods were important, but you see, they believed their gods had no power over time. No power at all. Time just repeated itself. It just flowed. You know, I don't think anyone in our congregation this morning would raise their hand and say, I completely believe in what the Egyptians believed in. That's my religion. But I think so often in life, that is the way that we live. We live as if time is just repeating predictable patterns. And the best way to see this is in how we look to our calendars and see, we go through the decorations for Halloween, then we turn the calendar forward and we go to Thanksgiving and we get things ready. And then what comes after that? We go to the calendar. And what do we see? We see that Christmas is coming and we fall into that pattern. No one goes out and looks at the Nile, but we looked to our calendar. No one can control time.